choose an envelope.
Oh.
This is the technical difficulties, and we are playing One of These People is Lying, because one of these people will be. Open your envelopes. Inside two of the envelopes are completely true facts and some background detail. Inside the other envelope is a completely fictional, made-up lie and absolutely nothing else. My job is to work out which one of these people is lying. Matt Gray.
Hi.
Gary Brannan.
Let's have a ride on your bike.
Chris Joel.
I can see the old geography category question on there.
Just about to say. That's why I was distracted, because I'm trying to read the history question.
Okay, am I supposed to tell you about Western Superman?
Okay.
Guess what I've got? I've got sports and leisure, and you know what the answer is? Black and blue. It's our old friend.
Inside this envelope are all the notes I need to run a comedy panel show about facts.
Ooh.
Oh.
The trouble is that one of these facts is wrong. Matt, what is your fact?
When it first arrived in the UK, licorice was used as a punishment.
Oh.
I can believe that.
Actually, yeah.
Brannan, your fact, please.
In 2014, Mo Farah broke the world record for the 100 metres sack race.
Ooh. Ooh, I can also believe that.
I love the bait and switch in that. That was very simple. Oh, God, is this the level where... Oh, wait.
Yeah. think again.
Oh, steady now.
Chris, your fact.
There is an orchestra in Vietnam entirely consisting of butterflies.
Oh, that's the orchestra that has a great effect across the world, isn't it?
Hey!
Oh, for f***'s sake.
Matt, hi. Licorice as a punishment.
Yeah.
When?
Pontefract.
story checks out.
I mean,
haven't you been punished enough by the time you're in Pontefract?
No more!
Yeah, exactly, actually.
Was it Richard II that was imprisoned in Pontefract and he's just having licorice force-fed to him?
Quite close, actually, when you say Richard II, because it was after the Spanish Armada.
Ah.
Okay. Also, I did ask when, and you said Pontefract.
Yes.
I'm just going to...
Yeah.
Is Pontefract a measurement of time now?
No, yeah. Pontefract is just its own eternally looping.
Actually, yeah.
No passage of time is felt in Pontefract.
Pontefract is a state of mind.
Pontefract's state of mind.
But fortunately...
Where's Alicia Keys when you need
it? It's just the same tune, just in minor key. It's sad.
Minor! Pontefract! It's a coal mining joke.
It's a coal mining joke.
And the frog is dead.
But you can call it Alicia Q-U-A-Y-S as well.
Ah.
After the Spanish Armada in the 16th century.
Right. Okay, so someone brings licorice over to the UK.
You'd think, no. A teacher's walking along a beach and finds a bundle of twigs.
A teacher?
What? Yep.
And being in
a school trip or something?
No, he's just walking on the beach.
Well, he should be teaching, goddammit.
So, from the sunken Armada, a bundle of licorice twigs gets washed up, or...
Obviously,
of course.
And, like, as you know, when you're walking along the beach, you see a bundle of twigs and you think, this would be good to beat the children with.
Yes.
Good heavens, okay,
right.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I've realised I'm meant to be taking notes here and just haven't, so we'll...
Yeah.
You're just so engrossed in my storytelling.
I am!
Just get on with it and cross mine out, you bastard.
There's a reason neither of you are getting any notes.
Yeah. I know how this goes.
So he takes it to the classroom, has one to beat the kid with, one for the kid to bite down on, and then the kid realises, tastes all right, actually.
That's not true. Licorice does not taste all right.
Yes, but if you've grown up in Pontefract...
it's better than a lump of coal.
Exactly. When he's been beaten with another twig, I reckon anything tastes all right.
So the kid's like, as the kid is being thwacked, it's like, this stick tastes good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then at that point, what do you do but go back to the beach and try and sell some?
Try and sell some?
Well, I'm making an assumption here, but he seems like an enterprising young fellow.
Yeah.
I walloped my kid with this stick.
He's a teacher.
I walloped someone else's kid with this stick. He said the other stick tasted nice. Buy some.
Yes.
It works.
Now that's what I call Pontefract marketing.
Yeah.
I am surprised that like one bundle of licorice. Licorice?
Licorice.
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 Liquor rye.
Licorum.
Can we have some licorum in this place?
Like, unless that was a labelled bundle that's like, this is what this is and how you can acquire more of it. The story doesn't quite make sense to me.
Who amongst us has not picked up a bunch of sticks on the beach and immediately started chewing on it, Tom? Well, yeah, that's why you didn't discover licorice.
That's fair.
I mean, and what can I say, Tom? I just read what's on the card.
You just read what's on the card. Mo Farah.
Yes.
The sack race feels like a very different skill to the running forward very fast race.
It's still a feat of athleticism.
It is. Isn't
it? Is.
Feet.
Hey.
And it still involves going forward very fast.
It does.
It's just with a joint movement of leg rather than an individual.
It is.
If
it
I
is.
May get to...
from a technical standpoint.
So from a philosophical standpoint, I think we can see...
Was he just at like his kid's sports day or something like that?
Apparently, it was the... It says on the card here, the Weetabix Ultimate Sports Day.
Oh, it's a PR thing.
Oh, yeah. Why the hell's... What the f*** else would it? It's not an Olympic sport,
no,
is it?
No, but in my head...
It's not like, even Commonwealth Games, you tit.
I love the idea that he sat there going, 100 metres.
Too easy.
Yeah, it's not enough. It's not enough.
They need to bring the sack race to the world stage.
Okay, no, here's what I was thinking. It's like his kids' sports day or something, and they have the adults come in, like parents' sack race.
Yeah, but why would Guinness be there?
Because one of the people on the sidelines videoed it and was like, Mo Farah has just smoked every other person
frame by frame analysis.
And they do a start. And Guinness, who, let's be honest, are mostly just a PR thing at this point, like, we can give Mo Farah another record, that'll get us in the paper.
Sorry, you say mostly just a PR thing at this moment?
Mostly, right. Yes.
Where's the rest of it?
Farah.
No, it's Mo, not mostly Farah.
Okay.
No, well, yeah, but for it to be a world record, it needs to be measured and observed, does it not?
I thought video evidence was good enough.
No, someone's got to be there, aren't they, with a clipboard?
It depends how much you pay. They can be there with a clipboard afterwards.
Have you tried for a world record?
No, I haven't.
Weetabix PR is a really good detail, though.
Yes.
Like, that's exactly what Guinness would do. Like, we're just set up a load of sports, pay some famous people to be here, give them world records,
and
get
like,
the publicity.
It's all their marketing for their breakfast is all about get up and go kind of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
what was his time?
And just shade under 40 seconds.
Okay.
That's no 4-minute mile.
It was 100 metres in a sack, man. I mean, it may not be, but I'd like to see Roger Bannister do that.
Me too.
In a sack.
Yeah. Is he alive?
No.
No.
Definitely want to see him do it.
In
the coffin. They just put the sack on the end.
The record for the mile sack race, though, has got to be heat exhaustion.
Surely. Yeah. I think, has anyone ever made it? Is that the next Everest we must climb?
Climbing Everest in a sack.
Keep you warm. Make it a sleeping bag and you can... Yeah, this works, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, you fools using your legs.
Sorry, that's not how climbing Everest works. You'd be in the sack, but you'd be on the back of a Sherpa.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you take the credit.
Yeah.
Does he still hold the record?
No.
Okay.
He was beaten by someone's dad from Swindon.
The parent sack race thing.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of people are someone's dad, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Back to philosophy corner. But in some ways, aren't we all?
Ontologically speaking.
Yes, I was thinking of someone's father.
There is a difference between the parenting and the role of a father, of course.
Chris, the Vietnam Butterfly Orchestra.
Yes, there is an orchestra in Vietnam entirely consisting of butterflies.
How does that work?
With some subtle working around the use of words.
Right,
there
okay.
is not an orchestra in Vietnam consisting entirely of butterflies.
Oh, wow. What did you start with?
There is, however, a research place in Hanoi that has created an orchestra using the random oscillations of butterflies fed through a computer to spit out what would, even at that point, just be random noise.
Yeah.
But if you then take that and sample it and market it, you end up with the orchestra of butterflies where the Red Admiral is playing the marimba. That's not an orchestral instrument.
It's a Navy person.
It's just one bloke in an admiral's hat.
Sorry.
Surrounded by love.
Of the two halves of that, you picked up the accurate butterfly, not the marimba, which isn't part of an orchestra.
No, Matt does regularly play the Red Admiral. Not as an instrument, just on stage. That is Matt's role in the weird Pirates of Penzance spin-off.
I've got him dressed as like a Cold War Soviet naval commander, like Sean Connery in Red October.
Yes, that Red Admiral, the Red Admiral. Yeah.
Bang! I'm a submarine.
Oh no, what a callback. How long has it been? 20 years beneath the waves, it's Roger.
Let them shine.
Sorry, I forgot the facts thing entirely there. So this is like university research project.
Yeah, Hanoi Polytechnic.
Okay.
Polytechnic? No, I didn't make it into Huddersfield Poly. I'm going to Hanoi.
No, sorry, that's the most believable part of the whole thing.
There are polytechnical colleges across the world.
It just hit me in the solar plexus that. The University of Hanoi, but
no, but you know the University of Hanoi, it's red brick. You're doing all that sort of studying. The Polytechnic, somebody says, we've got an oscilloscope and we're trying to study chaos theory.
But what I don't understand is, if it was a polytechnic, it'd be parrots.
Oh, f*** off.
He's right, you know.
He's right, you know. Yeah. Little parrot mortarboard gown, all that.
No, you need the mortar for the red brick. that's where the name comes from.
Quiet chat over here.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to ask if there's public performances I can go. Can I actually go and see the orchestra, or is this just like...
No, it's pure marketing. Of course, they release the recordings through academic streams, but it's not sideshow.
They did do one at Butterfly World in Roundy Park in Leeds.
Unfortunately, they didn't have the full mixing, and it just came out.
It was just a cacophony, yeah. Why am I trapped in Leeds?
Sorry, I've just remembered the format is I have to now pick one of these, don't I?
Yes.
Right, okay. The two marketing ones I find most believable. Uh-huh. Because they are cynical, and it's like this is not an actual thing. This is something generated to get press.
Wow! So you think Scott's worldview?
It's bleak, isn't it? But it is the most believable. Has someone set up a wonderful thing where they've somehow trained butterflies to float over harps and play? No, it's a computer and some marketing. Mm. You know.
You find it believable that 2 years after the 2012 Olympics, Mo Farah would be doing a sack race for Weetabix?
Yes.
Mm. Yes. Athletes need sponsorships. Like, it's not like they get much pay for being an Olympian.
Every Mo 4 years.
Mo Farah absolutely would do something like that. And also, Mo Farah, the only person to ever win on the cube.
Really?
Well,
the only person to actually get all the way to the end and not get knocked out.
I didn't realise only one person had ever won the cube.
Only one person ever, and it was Mo Farah.
But can he do it on a rainy Saturday afternoon in Manchester? Hey, like we tried that time.
Yeah. Yeah, the cube experience is not great, is it?
I love it.
Only because you never won one.
Yeah.
Basically, it is just repeatedly failing at a thing and then having to move on.
Succeeding at a thing once.
Yeah.
We got one.
Yeah.
You've got very close to the one where you had to toss blocks at each other until someone dropped one.
Which you don't want to...
He didn't drop one. He kept stepping over the line.
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. Also, you don't want to drop one inside a cube.
That's what I was going for.
You are a wombat.
They do keyboard shits. I've seen one.
Really?
The National Poo Museum.
Oh, I thought you meant like coming out of the wombat.
No.
That's the only way I'll believe it, because I'm seeing
they
the wombat.
They have. The National Poo Museum is on the Isle of Wight. It's an old public toilet and they've got poos in resin globes that to preserve them, and one of the resinous globes contains an entirely cuboid dump from a wombat,
specifically the lead singer of the Wombats. I think out of the three, I think it's Matt that's lying, because those are marketing. The only thing that puts me in mind of your reading off the card is the history references being accurate, which is not usually Matt's
how dare you?
What the hell?
Are we going to go back to the fact that there's no playwright called Alain Benet?
I think your card's blank, Matt. Am I right?
Ah, so that's how we know if we're lying, because the card is blank.
Yes.
No, I was reading off a card. Oh. I was thinking, how do I know if I'm the one that's lying? Okay, so there's a blank card in this set.
There is a blank card in this set.
Now I get the format.
I did say it at the start, but...
Also the fact that licorice does grow in twigs, and that my granddad used to call licorice Spanish.
Oh, that was just racism.
Licorice root. You buy it from the chemist and chew on it, and it was called Spanish.
I've never heard it called Spanish before, but I've eaten licorice root before.
Yeah.
All right. So, Matt, then, which of these two...
We both get to decide.
That's cool. Good idea.
It is either.
I mean, well thought out, rehearsed ski.
It is either that Mo Farah broke the 100 meter record, or it's the Vietnam Butterfly Orchestra. One of those is true.
Partly, I'm thinking marketing. I really want the butterfly thing to be true, but that feels like something that would come out of your head.
And it did.
Yeah, so for my Mo Farah, I broke the world record 100 meters sack race in 2014 at the Olympic Park. He did it in a time of 39.91 seconds. Has the world record for the most distance covered in 1 hour by a male athlete. I think that's not in a sack. 13.25 miles in 1 hour.
Jesus.
Wow. Wet.
That's quick, isn't it?
That's a 1 hour half marathon.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, what's he running from? I got to ask yourself. And the sack race record was broken in 2017 by a dad from Swindon called Stephen Wildish. Good afternoon, Stephen, if you're watching. Or morning or evening. Who completed it in 26.22 seconds.
What I like is the idea that Swindon has a different time zone to London.
Well, he broke that record by over 10 seconds. Mo Farah did it in 39.1. Stephen Wildish did it in 26.22.
I feel like this is one of those records that with a bit of training... a lot of people can beat. Mo Farah would not have rehearsed for the sack race. He'd have just taken the money and run.
26
no,
seconds.
No, he'd have taken the money and hopped away.
Yeah, thank you.
26 seconds to cover 100 metres. I don't think I can do that walking. Wait, the other way around. Running.
Your how hard can this be statement there is just asking for a smash cut to a school playing field and you in a sack going, oh, for f***'s sake, as you're halfway down and 40 seconds.
Yeah. Chris, very well done. You get...
Yay.
Are we doing points?
No.